All right. What is up, guys? Gian here of Gadget Pilipinas. Welcome back here dito sa ating second episode for this year's season. I am joined by my friends, of course, sa Gadget Pilipinas. We have here Mr. Emmanuel Tortosa on my right. And also we have Grant Soriano sa baba. Yan. First time nakasali si Grant kasi last time hindi siya nakasali. I think he was out last time. And syempre, walang iba kundi si Mr. Ram Ronquillo there. Okay, so tonight is going to be really packed with lots of discussion for tonight. And for those of you currently listening right now on Spotify, we'll be dropping the Spotify episode pretty soon. Welcome po sa inyo. This is a live episode that is currently here now on Facebook. So live tayo ngayon sa Facebook right now. So for those of you currently watching right now, we're giving away, by the way, a Cherry Mobile Pulse headphone. So ito siya. So wow. We're giving this away.
Wow.
So just be sure guys, you'll stay until the end of the stream because when we announce it, dapat nandito kayo. Yan. So last time kasi wala tayong ganun eh. So this time, you have to be here. Now, as I mentioned, ang daming pag-uusapan for today. We've got 1 hour packed with discussions, and especially now that Grant is here, he also has some spicy things to talk about. Hindi naman steamy, no? Spicy lang. Spicy things to talk about in the world of PC, PC builds and everything. By the way, congrats Grant, no? Yung ating article about yung mga low-key na mga nagbebenta, mga retailers in the Philippines, no? Congratulations sa mga nasali sa listahan natin. Okay. Kamusta guys? Kwentuhan muna tayo before anything else. Eman, what have you been doing lately, sir? Kahit gabi-gabi tayo magkausap sa Discord.
Well, the typical, you know, the typical grind, I guess. Well, still syempre, still updating, writing stuff for our viewers and, you know, still gaming. Syempre, ngayon marami tayong pagkain dito sa bahay kasi
yan.
Yan, busy sa pagkain.
Right. Maganda yan, at least may kinakain, di ba nga sabi
nga.
Okay, so how about you, Mr. Grant? You weren't here last time. Kumusta sir? Dyan sa Tugi.
Okay lang. So, COVID-related, medyo okay ng case namin. And then, what I've been doing for the past days is, ayan, yun, nasa likod ko. So, may mga laptops tayo dyan. Some of them RTX 30 series laptops, which we'll get into later.
Alright.
Okay, so, ayun. So, aside from benchmarking, siguro nanonood lang ng mga series every now and then.
While benchmarking, no?
But then, ayan. Oh, actually, ano yun, mas napapagamit ako ngayon sa phone ko kasi habang nagbe-benchmark sa main monitor, nakapatong lang yung phone ko sa baba. So, manonood. Okay, benchmark 1 minute. So, may 1 minute ako manonood. Tapos na yung 1 minute, okay, balik trabaho.
Pero hindi lang basta-basta kasi pagkatapos ng 1 minute, you have to reset everything again for a different power plan. And then, that's it. You have to hit again the benchmark button.
Actually, ayun, right. May double checking process pa. Pero yeah, so patapos na tayo sa first run of benchmarks, then hopefully this week or next week may barrage na ng review since tapos na yung pinaka ano yun, time consuming part, which is taking all the benchmarks.
That is right. How about you, Ram? How are you, sir?
Okay naman ako. I've been keeping up with the news, which is a lot.
Yeah.
I mean not as much as nung CES clearly, pero dami pa rin, yeah. Exciting stuff. Aside from that, I've been watching a lot of K-pop stuff.
Oh yeah, nalulung na sa K-pop, no? I'm pretty sure those who are currently watching and listening right now are also or maybe into K-pop, no? Yeah. Not too long ago, nilaso na rin ako nila Grant sa kanila Boss Mac. sa K-pop, no? And I owe that to them. By the way, guys, for those of you currently watching and listening right now, sila Boss Mac din, meron silang podcast. I think every day, hindi ito podcast, no? It's more of a live. He does it every day, no? Sila Boss Mac Suba, Back to Gaming. You can go and check them out. Okay, as I mentioned, it's going to be really packed with lots of discussions. And let me start everything off. Okay ba tayo dyan, guys? No? All right.
Yeah, G.
Okay, G. So the first thing I'd like to share with you guys is, of course, recently we posted an article, not actually an article, but a price list of Realme. And after that, no, meron ding pinost si Eman at saka si Ram kanina about the promo that they currently have for Valentine's Day. So you can go and check them out right now. Now, the plan for price lists is that every now and then, we will be updating the list that we have prepared for you. And we started everything off with Realme. So si Realme, alam nyo naman, no, ang dami nilang produkto right now. And I think dadami pa yan in the next few days. And you will be hearing a lot from us pretty soon about their new products. And siguro naman, narinig nyo ninyo, no, may mga bagong produkto sila na launched in India and also in China. And I will not be surprised if we will be seeing also these products there, no, here pala in the Philippines. The idea is that you guys to be aware and updated with the products that they currently have or lineup of products in the Philippines, and we will be updating these products as we go through. So tuloy-tuloy lang tayo ng pag-update nito, and the same thing with the other brands. Syempre sinimulan namin with Realme because that's the brand na meron tayong listahan, no? And of course, kung may mga nanonood sa atin or nakikinig na from other industries or from other brands rather, I would of course suggest that they also send us their latest price list so that we can also update or post them on our website. Okay, yep. So that is of course for our first, not more of a news but more of an update for all of you guys. Oh, by the way, before I forget, we are already now on TikTok. Okay. Ooh. That's TikTok na po kami. So you can go at TikTok.com, www.TikTok.com/GadgetPilipinos if you're visiting
question. Makikita ka daw ba nilang sumayaw doon?
Ah, okay.
Kailangan ba nating sumayaw doon?
Wala doon, no? It's really more of top three things or things that I like or very quick setup of what we have. But if you want to follow me on TikTok, I'm there, GN Viterbo. I just post some... whatever.
So,
stuff. Dito ko sumasayaw. Dun tayo sumasayaw, sir. So, kung gusto niyo makita na sumasayaw, dun tayo. By the way, gusto ko patihin si Mr. Jamie Noshan. He's currently watching right now. Hello, sir. Kamusta? Hey, sir. Jamie Noshan, my brother, my friend in Unbox Creator Network and Unbox, no? TechMob, hashtag TechMob, guys. So, yun yung first news natin yung update. Of course, meron pa tayong isa pa, which is about the Asus ROG Flow X13 in the Philippines. So, for those of you who are not aware, I recently posted not an unboxing, but more of like an overview or first look of the ROG Flow that I actually bought from them. So, I am not yet allowed to actually share with you details, no, but I already know them. Pero hindi ko pa pwede share because, you know, as usual, meron kami mga embargo embargo na details, no, hindi pa pwedeng sabihin until February 20. So we have until Feb 20 to actually compile all these things. Pero hintayin nyo, on February 15, we'll be posting something for you guys. That for those of you who may not be aware of what we usually do, hintay na lang kayo, no? pinagpaguran ko yon. So an initial wave of the results of our benchmarking will be up by then, Feb 15. So be sure to check them out. Ngayon, di pa ako pwede maglabas as usual, but that's it. Again, Feb 20, that will be the official launch of the ROG Flow X13, including the XG Mobile here in the Philippines. So if you haven't signed up for it yet, kung hindi pa kayo nakapag-sign up, I'm dropping now the link in the chat right now. You can go and check them out. You can click that. You can join. Please watch because malay nyo, baka si Eman may mention special participation. I don't know.
Yun.
But...
wow. Galing yun.
Yun, so they have actually good things in store for you, including Kio will be there and also Mateus. Ooh. Yun, so they will be there to perform, so I highly encourage you guys to go and check them out. So that is for our other news, which is the ROG Flow X13. Now, ito ngayon, isa sa mga bagay na gusto ko share with you is that if you're not aware, si Elon Musk, no, they recently launched a Starlink. They have a beta right now for Starlink. And in fact, right now, you can actually pre-order Starlink with just a deposit of $99. So I think while this may be a news na pwede kong i-share with you guys, it might also be actually nice to get the thoughts of my friends here, no, sila Eman, si Ram, saka si Grant, kasi alam niyo naman, no, solid I've been using PLDT for, you know, for, I don't know, for many years now, and it piqued my interest to kind of also check out what Starlink can offer. I've seen benchmarks na ginawa na before, a speed benchmark na ginawa before ng other content creators, and usually the download speed would go about 100 to 130 Mbps, and then the upload would go below 100, minsan nasa 70 Mbps, and you know, you don't get really synchronous most of the time because a satellite, eh. The consistency of connection is still questionable right at this very moment, at least for me. No, I'm not really solid yet. No, pero again, it really piqued my interest. I'm very interested to try it out. I think some of my friends already tried to pre-order, and since it's just $99, so para lumalabas, pasok to ngayon. So I deliver nila yun sa atin. Dapat walang maging problema sa customs yun, kasi usually customs would only charge you for customs fees kapag ka $200. Tama, no? Usually, ganun yung cost niya. So, pag dineliver sa'yo yung dish, no, and all the other equipment that will go with it, usually dapat. Kasi ang settlement of other fees will be via your card na. Mm-hmm. But then again, I'd like to get your thoughts, guys, no, regarding this. I'll start with Grant muna. Grant, what can you say about this?
Actually, I'm excited with Starlink because it provides us with a backup internet or another alternative option that isn't bound with, you know, parang putting up cell towers, putting up with the government's regulations, especially yung red tape with all the processes and that. But my concern is, since it's a satellite dish, di ba, parang satellite broadband technology yung gamit, I think the government agency in play with Starlink is NTC. So,
right,
how will NTC go forward in dealing with the, yun na, tayo nga na nag-pre-orders Starlink?
Mm-hmm. Kasi so, of course, that will also pose as a competitor to the third telco that they're currently pushing. Yes. No? So, isa pa yun. Isa pang angle. That's actually a very good point, Grant. How about you, Eman?
Well, you know, it's exciting to have another option, especially for those na, you know, so, I mean, as much as our telcos right now have covered, you know, a lot of area in the Philippines, meron pa ding mga areas talaga na minsan isa lang yung available nila na ISP.
Uh-oh.
And it's not delivering what they want. So this is if you know, if this can cover those consumers, then they would have another option that hopefully can deliver a more consistent experience. Now, of course, mayroon kasi yung cost na kasama, which is nga $99, no? Which is, you know, if you compare it to the cost of local internet here, technically, mahal siya for that speed. Kasi I guess you're paying for the equipment then, no? But if you have 100 parang ganun, 150 Mbps for what, 5k, no? Technically, 5k, eh, di ba, ang parang ang plan lang ni PLDT for 100 Mbps is like what, 3k?
Yeah.
So you're paying more, no? You're gonna pay more basically for that, I guess, for the equipment and the quality of service. So yun nga, it will be interesting to see yung actual quality ng service, no? If, will it be prone to interference?
Right.
Will it be paano yung support? For example, yun pa eh, it's actually another thing that, kasi since it involves buying your own, parang buying a set of equipment that you have to install, paano yung maintenance, no? Paano yung pag nag-down yun? nasira or what, saan ka pupunta? Kanino ka tatakbo? Meron ka bang hotline? Meron ka bang, is there gonna be a local company here that will be handling after sales support? Parang ganun. So important din 'yon kasi syempre that's, you know, that's one important aspect of the ano. So yun lang. I mean, it's a good thing to have another option. But it also comes with a lot of uncertainty. So kumbaga parang hopefully these questions will be answered as, you know, the service goes live and, you know, more people use it. Kasi yun lang, si yung consumer lang naman yung makakapagbigay ng feedback for that.
That is true.
So, yan.
Okay, thank you, Emma. Now, how about you, Ram?
Dami na sinabi ni Grant at ni Eman. But I agree that having an option that isn't tied down to setting up cell sites, I think is very important here in the Philippines, especially since, you know, there are a lot of rural areas here that just don't get internet. But I think the struggle there is how do you get the service? Like, how do you get these people to know that there's such a thing? And how do you get them to like sign up for it, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Because I don't think they'll openly market Starlink in the Philippines. Like, you know, it's not like they'll have mall shows to promote it and whatever. So that would be pretty interesting to see. Because I personally grew up in the metro, so I'm thankful that internet-wise, I'm all right. I have the options. But I guess for people like in the provinces, nga, parang, I think it's more of me thinking about, like, okay, it's available for them, but how do you get it to them? That's right. The bigger question for me. And again, the Eman's point na parang paano ko nasira.
Oh, nga, no. So, after sales support, still the big question. Right.
Yeah.
In fact, kahit nga sa Pilipinas, no, not just simply telco, but even other consumer electronics products.
Yep.
Concern would always be after sales support.
After sales,
nabenta na, nakabili na. What's next after that?
I think
that is actually one of the, you know, major concerns of Filipino consumers.
And to be honest, like, even the yung products that are currently there, even the ones at the local offices and local whatever, ang hirap na ng ano eh, ng after sales. Eh.
Yeah.
So what more for like Starlink that it's not here in the Philippines, like, physically.
Right. That's a pretty solid point there, Ram. Okay, so what? So yun guys, to as mentioned earlier, Starlink is you can now pre-order if you want. But then again, there are several things to consider attached to this and concerns to consider. So you better check it out.
My non-serious question, pala ako. I want to know if Star Fox comes in Starlink.
Oh, I knew it.
It was bound.
I knew it. Star Fox. Star Fox. Oh no. Okay, so that pun is brought to you by Ram. Got Ram with the pun. No, got. All right. So okay. So you know. Okay. Another thing is that recently we posted about GMA Now. It's a dongle that you attach on your device, no? It's very interesting. It's less than 1,000 pesos. In fact, less than 900 pesos, if I may say. And it actually allows you to watch Kapuso shows wherever you are with your smartphone. So, hindi to bago kasi many years ago, my phone and also Cherry Mobile launched something similar na DTV. And interesting kasi ito sobrang liit lang, na it's right there, and if I stand up kasi baka makita niyo yung aking shorts, no? So but yeah, it's just right over there, but it's just really so small. And what I like about it is that may kasama siya kasi it's actually a micro USB, yung default niya na connector, and it comes with a micro USB to type C, and it works. No, it kind of actually works on my Z Fold 2, works on the OnePlus, works on even on a Cherry Mobile Aqua S9. It works. And it's interesting kasi kahit nasa probinsya ka, no? Kung gusto mong makasagap ng magandang channel, no? Nandun siya. At hindi lang GMA Kapuso Shows yung nandun. Para talaga yung taga-GMA. Hindi lang taga-Kapuso Shows. Hindi lang Kapuso Shows ang nandun. No? Pati Light TV ay nandun din. So kung may mga shows na namimiss mo sa Light TV, you can go and check out that one. It's available on Lazada if you want. And also, GMA has a store as well. We have a link as well on our website. You can go and check it out. Proceeds of which, if you buy that, we get a small commission. So yeah, I suggest that you get that. So that kahit paano naman ay may pambili kami ng bagong microphone. Yeah. All right. And last but not the least, we have here Bitcoin and Tesla. So for those of you who are currently into investing, no, right now, just recently, Tesla, they signified their interest. No, in fact, they already formalized it that they will soon be accepting Bitcoin as mode of payment. Ooh. when you purchase or when you pre-order cars, no, from them. So, syempre, pinakamainit dyan would be yung kanilang truck, no? Diba? The Cybertruck. So, it is very interesting because they have gained their confidence. They've learned to gain confidence, no, in accepting Bitcoin, the most volatile cryptocurrency in the market right now. And yeah, not only that, kahit yung buong cryptocurrency, the acceptance of Bitcoin is very controversial. In fact, si Elon Musk nga even posted something about Dogecoin recently, no? Yeah. And there are only certain market or certain investment vehicles or stores that you can actually get Dogecoin. Yeah. Now, very interesting turn of events, and hindi ganun kadaming aking Bitcoin investments, but kahit sabihin na natin, well, it's very volatile, but to me, it's interesting because it kind of really promises a lot of good things for the cryptocurrency, no? And I think hindi man ako nagsasabi it's the best time to invest right now, but it's good to consider na if you have investable amount, you might want to put some just to play around with it, but not to put all your life and effort with everything to it. Ayan. So kasi sayang naman eh, this is an opportunity, malay mo, put some money on Bitcoin right now, maybe 20 years down the road might explode if it then be considered as really a legit, no, not it's a legit one, no, but it's really something that's acceptable by a lot of industries. And you know,
that might be a good that might be a good topic to touch on with one of our maybe a guide or something.
Yeah, actually
in the future, like, you know, if you're going into cryptocurrency,
that's true.
Where do you start? Ano yung mga tips maybe?
Oh, yeah. Hi. Ako, I'm not actually an expert on that. I just put some money if I have investable money.
Maybe we can invite somebody.
Yeah, we can invite somebody to tell us more about it, no? Maybe in one of our episodes. All right. My time is up. I guess before we go to our next one, which is, of course, news from Grant, let me remind you guys that we're currently giving away something, which is the Cherry Pulse headphones. So we're giving this away to one lucky viewer tonight. So dapat yung mabunot natin tonight ay available siya kasi ay i-announce namin. Pag wala, re-roll tayo. Hanggang 3 times tayo mag-re-roll. Pag wala pa rin, i-move natin siya for the third episode. All right, let's now focus on Mr. Grant Soriano. I know for those of you who are currently building right now or building a PC, guys, this is the best time to listen. No, at kung meron kang gustong i-tempt or i-demonyo o itanong, this is the best time to do so. No, yeah. Please do so and share this stream to your friends if you can. No? All right, so Grant, the floor is yours, sir.
So okay, so my first bit of news for today, well, actually, it's not that much of a news since the RTX 30 series in laptops have already launched last January 26. Okay, so with that, of course, nauna yung ibang countries. You have US, no, yung mga ating first world countries. But then, this February 20, you have other brands launching it here locally, such as si ROG, Asus, with their Flow na nakaijian. And then we have other models that have already been announced in the Philippines, yung TUF-15 ni Asus and others. With that, so there's a lot more going on with the RTX 30 series laptops that most consumers don't know about. So that's why I'm here to give you an insight about this 30 series laptop. So basically, not all laptops are created the same, right? Kasi nga, may mga configs tayo, cooling, size, etc. But then, when you go deeper into the specs of these laptops, I'm talking about the RTX 30 series one, not just the Intel 10th gen plus RTX 30, yung upcoming 11th gen plus RTX 30, and then the Ryzen 5000 plus RTX 30. Basta may RTX 30, is that they all have different power configurations, and that's what will that's the main difference between other brands and of course dun sa lineup nila. So I think there's a publication that already published kung ano yung mga laptops na to. But then, for example, you have some laptops na yung RTX 3070 nila 140 watts yung TGP or thermal graphics power. So meaning it draws up to 140 watts. Then you have other RTX 3070 models na kahit parehas yung configuration nila, RTX 3070 pa rin, same CPU, etc. These models can only go up to 80 watts, 90 watts, 100 watts, and that's a crucial factor that laptop buyers should look into. So hindi lang dahil maganda siya, but you have to know the specs. And yung mahirap kasi for the consumers is hindi siya actually listed sa specs lang basta-basta. So you have to look into reviews. You have to look into articles. Actually, hindi din mentioned to sa mga specs page ng brands because I've been researching kasi nga may re-review ako ng RTX 30 series. So this is why reviews are important. No, you don't rely just on one site, no. So for example, if may review kami ng Flow, you also have to see other websites, other YouTubers to see what's the difference or kung may game kayo na balak. And especially this na yung sa wattage, especially if you have to know this specific model kung gusto mo talaga siya or kung para sa'yo ba talaga.
Right.
Ayun. That said, regardless sa mga RTX 30 series sa laptops, naging uso na din ang RTX 30 series laptop mining. So, ito yung precedent ng Bitcoin announcement kanina. With that, kasi people are using... parang may nakaririnig akong static.
Ayun.
Ayan, again. So with that, yun nga, naging feasible bigla ang RTX 30 mining. So RTX 30 series laptop mining, not just desktop. So why is that? Hindi Bitcoin yung minamine ng mga laptops na to. It's mostly Ethereum. Because the RTX 30 series and laptops have GDDR6 or GDDR6X memory, which is yung memory bandwidth niya sobrang bilis compared to the previous series, right? So what people do is of course use these laptops to mine Ethereum, then of course which will then be converted to Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency they choose.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing is at least walang resale value ang laptops compared to the GPUs that we are still currently facing right now,
mm-hmm,
na with the shortage, di ba? So for that, I think it's safe naman na makakakuha ka pa rin ng RTX 30 series na laptop na gusto mo versus the chances of getting an RTX desktop GPU that you want.
Oh, ngayon napansin ko nga lately, it's quite hard right now to actually look for one. Kung may makita ka man ngayon, is there 3070, there's actually 3080, pero sobrang hirap maganap. So yeah, yun guys, so don't forget, wag lang dapat maganda, no? Yung itsura, no? Parang pag-ibig lang yun, dapat tingnan mo rin yung other things, no? It's the inside that actually matters. And that's where reviews, benchmark reviews would come in, no? True. And marami naman tayo dito sa Pilipinas na ganyan. No? Meron tayong mga consumers na nagre-review. Salamat sa mga consumers na nagre-review at nagpo-post ng kanilang mga experiences. At syempre, meron din kagaya kami, no, that we're actually, you know, pouring some time, no, and to see how these cards really fare. And with that, no, we have of course Grant helping us also with, especially with cards, no, that he has right now. Yun. Any more grant? Is that it?
No? Actually, speaking since we touched about ano na, RTX 30 series, we have rumors that the RTX 3060, yung non-TI, the latest one that was just announced alongside with the laptops, is going to launch on February 25. Now, hindi pa confirmed. Actually, ayaw din sabihin ng mga stores kung meron na ba silang stocks or wala. But yeah, for those looking for a capable RTX card for the 1080p, be on the lookout, especially February 25, no? Check nyo yung Lazada nyo. Baka biglang pagdating ng 12 midnight, magsisilabasan yung mga cards. And ayun, actually, be on the lookout din sa upcoming article before Feb 25 that how to increase your chance on getting an RTX 30 card. So I'll be sharing one of the few strategies that I used to get to purchase RTX 3070 and RTX 3080 na ginagamit ko for my reviews. And of course, para maiwas tayo sa mga resellers.
Right. Okay, Grant, meron na sa ating question, no, regarding mining. By the way, guys, we don't condone mining. It's your card, so you do what you do, no? But you take the risk that goes with it. But yeah, the question here is actually from Jason Pinson. Aslan, sir, ano ba ang ginagamit nilang pang mine na software? So kasi dati nag-mine ako, ang bagal mag-mine, tapos may 2% pata yung software sa mining. So any suggestions here, Grant, or at least at the interest of time, you know, quick tips lang?
Actually, I tried mining before, pero parang mga 2 hours lang just to know how it works. Hmm. So I tried using NiceHash Miner, and I think it's the most common one, especially for those who are just testing the waters. No, so it's a simple download, memorize mo yung wallet mo, copy paste here and there, log in.
And don't lose the wallet.
Yeah, sobrang maayos naman siya. Hmm. And I think if you want to try there, yun nga. Try NiceHash. So, yung 2% sa mining, I think wala kang magagawa doon unless you want to develop the code yourself. Diba? Or if you want to mine, I don't know if you can mine directly. But I think 2% is small compared to diba, the 98% that you're getting.
Yeah.
It's only 2% empty, parang ganun.
Meron nga naging balita recently. It was actually shared by one of our friends in Taiwan na some people actually bought laptops to mine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, instead of them buying a GPU or graphics card mismo na malaki, dahil may shortage ka, they bought laptops and they use that to mine. So, quite an expensive expensive way of doing it. But if it works, then you know, why not? Okay, so all right. 3060, no? End of Feb ang balita eh. Kasi, di ba, I think if you go to website then NVIDIA, there seems to be something there that says end of February. I think if I saw that somewhere.
Coming February.
Yeah. So yeah, maybe that's probably next week or probably last week of Feb. This February. All right. Is that everything you got, sir Grant? No, sobrang.
I have two more. Sorry.
Two more. Yes, please.
Yan. I'm making up for the episode that I didn't talk last. So
yes, sir.
Double
please
down
go.
Tayo this.
Oh. No problem.
So actually, Steam's Chinese New Year sale is up. Since last night.
Yep.
And I want to know what are your top picks.
Ayan.
For me, I only buy games
usapan.
For benchmarks.
Ay, ako din naman. Ako din naman. I also buy... I also buy games for benchmarks. And right now, si Eman, idol ka yun eh. He's buying... He just recently downloaded RO, Ragnarok Online.
Yeah.
The latest. Benchmark, yes. ako, siguro recommendation ko, Valheim. I recommend that. So you can go check it out. It's pre-generated na parang... pre-generated yung world, tapos open world siya na meron siyang survival. Hello na, yung survival, open world, yun yung mga madaling malasan tayo, di ba?
Tama.
Yan, so that one, I that is less than 450 pesos. You get those things plus the price. So combination yan, little combination yan para mabentahan nyo ako ng bagong game. It's currently number one right now on Steam, but it's not on sale though. 450, not on sale. If there is anything for sale na hindi mo pa nabili, The Witcher Wild Hunt is just 339 pesos, 0.80. So, go grab that.
Yep.
Solid story. Okay.
Ako, the only game I think on my wish list that I'm willing to probably spend on is LA Noire.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's available for like 100 something on sale.
Right.
And I saw someone, I saw a friend stream it and it looked very interesting for me. Like, I've never bothered looking at it, but when I was like, parang, I think it's something that I'd like. It's, I think, 146.98. So, 147.
Oh, yeah, that's very cheap. No, yeah. Yun, ito yung remastered, no? I think they remastered
think so,
it.
Yeah,
yeah, yun yung yeah. Maganda yun kasi it's story-driven. Ang ganda ng pagkaka...
Yeah.
It was recently made available then for Switch. I think that was last year. I was able to play it as well. Yep, solid.
So, yun, solid. That's my pick if it's just top number one.
By the way, before we go to Eman, binabati ko si Jesse Nocom. Watching right now. What's up, Jesse? What's up, bro? Okay.
What's up, Jesse?
Yeah. Okay.
Project Zomboid daw yung ano.
Oy!
Suggestion ni Jason Pinzon.
Ganda yan. Project Zomboid, solid. Yeah. Pero you know, kung may isang parang Project Zomboid, nilaro din namin to. Ano yun? Nilaro natin ito na 10 miles to safety. That is a good game. Okay, Eman, sir. Ayun, ako, walang mic si Eman right now. Okay, baka naka-mute lang. So,
I have a habit of putting my mic kasi on mute when other people are talking.
Yeah,
so, I don't accidentally butt in. Anyway, well, if I would suggest something, yeah, nasabi na ni Gian, actually, it's 10 miles to safety. It's a I spent a lot of hours on that game and I was able to finish it. And it's a very fun game. Maganda ng replayability. Graphics are awesome for what you pay. And ang ganda ng variety niya for such yun nga, mura lang siya eh. I mean for what it offers. And then if you're into rhythm games as well, I believe Mute Smash is also on sale. It's only I think 21 pesos. 21 pesos.
Just don't buy that. No,
just don't buy. You don't have to buy the DLC.
Yeah.
Bakit? Ano bang difference? Ano bang difference ng DLCs? Ano bang dagdag niya?
When you get that DLC kasi, number one, it hastens your progression. Mm-hmm. Basically, every time you play a song, you almost level up. Kasi as you level up, you unlock more songs. And yun. So when you have the DLC kasi, every time you play a single song, you almost level up. So kumbaga, it hastens your progress. But as far as unlockables are concerned, you should be able to, I guess, unlock all of the content available. You just have to give it time. And if you actually enjoy rhythm games, okay siya. Actually, maganda siyang pampa-relax if you're not into, you know, FPS and, you know, yung mga nakakatakot na games. Maganda siyang pampa-relax. Kasi you only use like, two buttons? I believe you only use two buttons.
Dalawa lang.
So, two buttons lang. And kaya nga, when I first played that game, parang I thought it was like one of the cheap games na parang mukhang maganda sa una, tapos hindi naman pala. But no, it was really, it's really good. And actually,
what
sets it apart from other rhythm games is the library of songs that it has. If you're a fan of parang modern EDM, techno, J-pop, J-trance, C-trance, Chinese, I think Chinese, yeah, Chinese trance, you're gonna love it. As in, ang ganda ng collection ng music niya. I mean, I would buy it just for the music.
for the music alone. Just, solid yeah, na, dun pa lang.
That's really good, yeah. And you combine that with an exciting, simple, but very, very exciting gameplay. And ang ganda. Yeah. Oh, so you don't have to buy the DLC. You don't have, buy, have to buy the DLC.
Take it from Eman. He knows. He knows it. Kasi...
yeah.
Okay. All right. So back to you, Sir Grant.
And for me, sa game, I think ang binili ko lang is yung Age of Empires na remaster.
Nice.
So yeah, reliving the childhood memories, no, in better resolution. So balik childhood tayo with these games, and of course for the last bit of news, it's actually a PSA because I've noticed in the market here in the Philippines that RTX 30 series card no are rising in prices.
Okay.
So if you want to grab one quick, or antay kayo before Feb 25 when I release my parang life hack on how to get one. No, don't worry, no, hindi tayo magbobots. Parang ano to eh. It's just pure sipag at tiyaga.
Yeah.
Actually, ano eh, parang hindi naman tiyaga na you have to work hard for it. No, you have to just to work smart.
Right.
And ayun. So, yeah, that ends my part.
Yun. All right. Mm-hmm. So, thank you so much, Grant, for those news and things, no, you just said about the PC industry. We can't wait for the life hack, no. Again, no actual hack that's going to happen. I think I don't know if Adam is watching right now, but Adam, one of our friends, no, in the industry of Noipy Geeks, has been actually looking for a 3080 right now. Parang kahapon na uwi yata siya na parang gusto niya kunin yung 37K yata na 3070. But napalampas yata niya. So I think hindi niya yata nakuha. So sabi namin sa kanya kunin niya na. But you know, sometimes kasi mapag-iisip pa rin talaga tayo kahit meron na siya. Kasi napapaisip ko pa kung you will go for it. No? Parang pag-ibig talaga. No? My God.
Wow.
Okay, let's now move on to Eman's part. No, Eman actually has some things to say. Sir Eman, please, sir.
Yeah, hello. Sorry.
Ayan, no? Thank you pala kay Daryl for the comment.
I know. Hindi ko kasi ma-adjust yung ISO kasi nakakonect yung camera ko to...
Ayun.
To the, no. Well, anyway, before I start my part, let me just put my character na nakasit somewhere. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Yan. Nakasit na siya sa gitna ng town, so naka-idle na yan.
Wala, nagbebenta ka na naman ng thief bag card mo dyan.
Yeah, anyway, I have a few topics lang to discuss tonight. You know, actually, nasabi na nila karamihan ng mga biggie topics, but these are also, I think, good to know things in the world of tech. Some are very recent news, actually. Now, the first one is actually an article that it's about an article that Ram just wrote today. It's actually, this is fresh off the grill, I would say. It's about the Biden administration looking at new restrictions to tech exports to China, no?
Mm-hmm.
So there is kasi diba parang nung when there was before the Biden administration took over, there were assumptions of what, or actually there was a lot of talk or chatter about what was gonna happen with the US and China relationship.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, if things are gonna ease up, or are they gonna turn things over, redo everything again, mga ganun. And it looks like, you know, of course, this was a report from Reuters. It's a media outlet. So what they're reporting is that basically, yun nga, it's still not very clear yung direction. But it looks like the U.S. is gonna tighten its restrictions even more.
Oh, what?
On Chinese tech. You know, it actually quotes here that the new US administration won't move to lift the current trade tariffs on China imposed by the Trump administration. And it actually plans to conduct intense consultation and review with US allies before lifting any tariffs. Ang concern kasi nila is that they might ayaw ng new administration na they don't want to supply highly sensitive technology that quote unquote can advance China's military capabilities. Okay. So basically that's where the ball is right now. So there's no, you know, there's no parang official statement pa naman from the US government. But so far things aren't, you know, looking that pretty. So it looks like we're back to the, you know, we're back to the push and pull
scenario
that we were in before. So it's still gonna be ganun now. So this is really, you know, this is interesting kasi yun nga, this might affect, you know, the industry as far as, you know, doing business with US companies is concerned. So you know, we'll never, you know, so we're still hoping, of course, that, you know, in the interest of open trade, you know, and for the interest of consumers, you know, that, you know, maybe they'll have a change of heart about maybe some of the restrictions that they put on companies. The latest one of the latest one would be Xiaomi, right?
Yeah. Right.
So yun nga eh, kaya medyo hindi natin alam. So well, hopefully we'll have more news in the future, and let's see, no? Let's see if things go the way that, you know, the way that consumers want, or you know, yeah, for the better, hopefully.
To be fair, the report said that the official that said this did it before the official call between Biden and the president of China. So it could be better depending on how that call goes. So
and right now there's no word yet from there.
It's still just, you know, it's still just an insider report as far as we know.
So
hopefully.
Okay. All right. Well, interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the next news we have is actually, before tayo pumunta sa local, international muna tayo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, naka-order kasi yung tabs ko dito na medyo random eh. So, yeah. Anyway.
Kala ko yung mga mga merchant ko eh.
The Huawei Mate X2 is actually set to launch on February 22. So, if you were following us a few years back when they launched the Mate XS, in yung folding device ni Huawei, that's their basically their contender for the folding market.
Right.
Kalaban ng you know, alam niyo na yan kung ano yung device na yan. But you know, the next iteration for that device, kinonfirm na nila actually, but they sent us an email that had a teaser na maglo-launch nga yung X2 on the 22nd. Now, actually, wala pang masyadong information about the product. So we don't know what it will look like. All we know is that mayroong mga speculations na ano. And yung photo, actually, if you actually take from sa website namin and you check out the latest article about the X2, you can actually see that the teaser actually shows a display that's folding from the inside. Looks like it's folding from the inside. No? Ganun siya. So I'm not sure if that's the actual device or it's just but that could be a hint on what it could look like. But what we can expect from this device is, of course, they'll put flagship specs on it, just like they did on the Mate XS. So you can probably expect the newest Kirin chipset and maybe a ton of cameras, maybe a quad camera setup at the back. Maybe I'm not sure if they're gonna put pen support on it. If I know, but I won't be surprised if they do that. We're not sure if they're gonna use. Or another interesting thing with this is we've yet to confirm whether they're still in partnership with Leica. So we have yet to see kung Leica pa din yung camera nito or
I think yes, because yung poster parang powered by Leica pa. So yes.
Kasi if you remember there was a news back then Huawei ended its partnership with Leica.
Or it could be the last one, or it could be an exclusivity. Baka lang ganun. Right now, parang nagiging fad kasi ngayon is that each brand would have their own respective partners. So, for example, you have Sony and Zeiss. You have Nokia and Zeiss. You have OnePlus and Hasselblad. Kung Huawei still gets Leica, Oppo is to what? No? Will Oppo be getting red camera? Yeah. I don't know. If that happens, that'll be wild.
Why not? A phone
brand with the Canon, I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Mm. Yeah. Anything can go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yun. We'll probably be sharing the stream of this launch on our website when it goes live, and you can all of course expect more contents about the Mate X2 in the future, so watch out.
Correct.
The day is like 12.
12. So, yeah.
10 days to go. Yeah. And we'll see.
Right.
Now next is we have the Xiaomi Mi 11 that just went global a few days ago. Now, so yung mga naghihintay dito, I'm pretty sure a lot of people are waiting for the Mi 11 to arrive in the Philippines.
Right.
Unfortunately, there's no confirmation yet from Xiaomi as to when that will happen and how much. But I'm pretty sure there's a big chance that they'll be bringing it very, very soon.
Right.
Now, of course, yung specs, you can check out our website for that. You do know that, this is flagship, so you can expect, top of the line specs. That you'll expect from a 2021 flagship device.
Right.
But what's actually the funny part about this launch is that they teased or some people were, actually may nakita ako nagpost sa Facebook about this.
No.
That they posted that part of the launch where they said na paano ba yun? It's something about not including a charger in the box.
Okay.
Because you already have it. Na parang ganun. And then yun pala, the actual live after that was that another slide that said they're actually going to include a 55-watt JN charger in the box. So they're not just gonna, they're not just gonna include any charger. They're gonna include a 55-watt charger. So that's good news for those na nagtatanong kung may charger ba siya o wala. It does come with a 55-watt JN charger in the box. So right. So actually, what they did was like they made the package even better. Yeah. So because if you remember in the Chinese launch
version,
it was offered na parang two versions, one with a bundle and one na wala. So it's sort of a user's choice. No, which actually, if you ask me, is like the ideal scenario for any phone. No, I mean if you're gonna take it out, might as well leave it to the consumer if they want it or not.
Diba?
Right.
That's true. Diba? If the consumer is a pro environmentalist at meron na siyang mas magandang charger,
correct,
sa tingin niya, edi wag. They don't get the charger. No problem. But if gusto niya yung charger, give them the option to have that. So sana ganun, moving forward with other brands as well. Maging system nila kasi that's pro consumer.
So, merong naging post si si Aaron, he posted a video that he talked about the real reason why brands are taking out the charger. Some would say it's really about the environment, and then but you know, economists would say that it's actually really going to save them a huge ton of money. So these are well-founded accusations, or if I may say, hindi naman siya accusations kasi meron siya talagang truth in there. Eh. So
speculation.
So I would say na it could be that, could not be that, no. Oh, and by the way, Emma, may I interject, no? Today or just yesterday, I think, a Filipino YouTuber actually inadvertently, or maybe not inadvertently, leaked the Xiaomi Mi 11 Ultra. The blogger, he goes by the name of TechBuff PH, no? He actually posted a video about it, no? About the Mi 11 Ultra. And the Mi 11 Ultra actually shows a secondary screen just beside the cameras. So that means, I don't know the reason for that. I don't see any reason for that, but or what that is for. But, you know, interesting design for the Mi 11 Ultra. I don't know if Xiaomi has already seeded units or sent units to reviewers. We haven't received one yet, no? Right now, but maybe they have some contacts from the inside, or maybe they bought this from Xiaomi, or maybe Xiaomi region actually sent this to them. We don't know, but that's something to actually take a look at. I will probably message someone from Xiaomi tomorrow morning and ask them about this. And by the way, I see Gers Binarao of UCN, manager natin yan sa UCN, he's watching right now. Good evening, Gadget Pilipinas team. Hello, Gers. Yan. So, nanonood siya ngayon sa atin. Magandang gabi po sa inyo. Yan. Okay, Eman. Yes, sir.
Okay, so next up, we have, balik ngayon, local na tayo ngayon, actually. So, we go to the Philippines with Philippine news. Now, Paymaya, actually, just yesterday, they launched their Paymaya Mall. So, what is basically Paymaya Mall is a collection. Basically, what they did was put out of every 100, I think over 100 of their brand partners, and they put it in a virtual mall. So basically, now if you open your Paymaya app, meron na siyang option doon na Paymaya Mall. Na pag pumasok ka doon, what you see is actually parang everything's there. Andun yung
Paymaya Mall,
mga brands, andun yung ano, andun yung mga categories. So yung food,
Paymaya,
entertainment, even I think even marketing drug stores there. So yung mga essentials ba. So what Paymaya's plan, what yung goal nila with this one is to make everything yung kumbaga parang I guess it's a one-stop shop for you to be able to access yung mga merchants nila na parang, and then you even get certain deals for it kasi parang may section doon that you get may mga discounts, may mga free shipping, free delivery, ganun. So kumbaga cashless ka na, and you also get the perks of using Paymaya. And I believe they also announced their Chinese New Year promos, which you'll find in our article about that Paymaya Mall. Browsing the brands here, basically, ito yung mga essentials. So we have food, even groceries.
Yeah, Rustans, no? Landers, Rustans, all home.
Landers, wow. Mercury Drug, nandito. Kung gusto mo mag... umorder ng alak, may boozy rin dito.
Ayan. Yeah, okay. Eman, ha? Huwag malungkot, ha?
Essential. Essential yan. Excuse me. Now, and then meron yung All Home. So, I'm not sure what they're selling in at All Home, but I'm not sure
mga,
selling,
hardware. Selling
yung mga, yeah, baka maybe if their entire lineup is there, then you don't even need to go out and
get delivered to you.
Syempre, of course, the good thing with Paymaya is you do get a ton of perks. kasama ni mga cashback, di ba? When you buy.
Yeah.
And, kapag sumuhi ka ng Paymaya, alam mo yan, cashback na yan.
Correct.
Sobrang nakakatuwa siya. Ako kasi personally, hindi ako masyadong swerte sa cashback. Pero yung may akong kilala na nakakarami ng cashback sa Paymaya. So, kung may Paymaya account kayo, do check out Paymaya Mall and enjoy the brands there and enjoy the meron silang mga exclusive deals na available doon ngayon. So,
yan, Paymaya Mall. Yep. Okay. Oh, guys, habang chine-check ni Eman yung kanyang camera kasi nawala yung kanyang camera. Okay, so ito yung mga ito yung ating mga available na mga retailers or brands na nasa Paymaya. We have Jollibee, McDonald's, Goldilocks, Rustan's, Park Outlet, Mercury Drug, Rose Pharmacy, Landers, All Home, and also Boozy. So, kung gusto mo bumili ng alak, available na yan sa Boozy.
Boozy!
Boozy, yeah, baby! Yeah. Okay.
Welcome back,
Eman. Okay, back to Eman. All right.
Sorry. Anyway, for my last news item, we have the Shopee Loyalty Program, which they officially launched yesterday then, actually, if I'm not mistaken. So, ito, para sa mga shopaholics online, yung mga...
Shopeeholics.
Yeah, yung mga... Oh, Shopeeholics! Good. Very nice. Shopeeholics. Kung mahili kayo mag-shopping sa Shopee, ayan. So, ito yung para sa inyo. Kasi, number one, this is free. Wala naman tong bayad, no? So, the Shopee Loyalty Program is basically parang... you may wanna compare it to something like Grab's yung tiering ng Grab, yung when you use Grab again and again and again, you earn points, no?
Yes.
And then you get to a certain tier and then umakyat ka ng tier and then with every tier you unlock certain perks and benefits. So it's the same thing, it's the same concept. If you'll actually check out yung article sa site natin, meron dyan Classic, so which is the very basic, which is less than 10 orders. This is on a per month basis, by the way. So you don't have to order 10 orders every day, you know. So, well, may mga ganun.
May
mga ganun.
Alam nyo, actually po pwede rin naman yan. Like for example, di ba, meron tayong mga kabayan na mga bumibili sa Shopee ng maramihan. Tapos ang ginagawa nila, binibenta nila sa labas. So syempre, no, may mga times na they will really order more than that, no? So yung mga may karinderya, yung may mga sari-sari store, yan, malaking bagay yan para sa kanila.
Alam ko si Papi Ison, ganun.
Tama, meron siyang silang tindahan sa kanila sa Marikina.
Papi Ison, Angry Geeks.
Yan.
Ganun, marami nabati siya kumorder.
Oh.
On bulk. Oh. So yun, kung ganun kayo, okay na okay to para sa inyo. Kasi, matik na yun.
Right.
Kasi yun nga, with less than 10 orders per month, you go for a Classic, and then if you have a minimum order of 10 per month, you get to Silver, 25 is Gold, and then 55, Platinum. Wow, 55 orders per month, guys. Platinum. Okay.
Right.
So, yung mga perks, I believe hindi ito kompleto. I believe they're probably ironing out more perks, but... the loyalty program allows you to track your Shopee loyalty tier progress for the month.
Mm-hmm.
You can discover various tier and reward milestones. And best of all, you get vouchers that are refreshed monthly.
Yeah.
Including free shipping vouchers and special birthday vouchers.
Uy, malapit na yung birthday ko. Sana patala din ako niyan.
Alam na. Okay, so anyway, the one more thing is that on Monday, February 15, you can look out for exclusive free shipping vouchers from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. and 12 noon to 2 p.m. for all purchases made with Shopee Pay. So if you're using Shopee Pay and yon, abangan nyo during those times, you might get your free shipping. For your malaking tipid din yun. Lalo na kapag I guess overseas yung order mo, yeah, minsan malaki yung shipping fee na, so malaki din yung free shipping, malaki din yung tipid. Yeah, so yun, if you haven't if in case you don't have the Shopee app yet, just download it from the App Store or Google Store. It's free. Google Play Store. It's free.
It's free.
So, yeah, it's free. And do check that out. So, yeah, that's it for me, actually, for my news for this early February. And I'll have to turn it over to Mr. Ram Ronquillo now.
All right. Before, yeah, before kay, you know,
the best for last.
Before kay Ram, before we save everything for the last, no, guys, save your time in buying a headphone by joining our giveaway for tonight. We're giving away a Cherry Mobile Pulse headphone. All you have to do is to share and like the stream and stay on the stream since when we announce later, dapat nandito kayo. We will only be calling out people, no, hanggang 3 times na tayo magre-reroll. Kung wala kayo dito, you won't be able to get our giveaway for tonight. So, yan. And also, before I turn over to Ram, gusto ko lang sana i-flex yung aking upuan dito. Custom-made. Yeah. Custom-made chair by our friends from Carnox. No? They're now available on Lazada. You can go check out their store at Lazada. Go and check it out. Or you can go to RigaPH.com for their other products. So I'll turn it over now to Mr. Ram Ronquillo.
Okay. So my first news is nothing official. It just came out and it's a rumor that was posted on Weibo. So Weibo, for those that don't know, is the social media in China. There's a report, there's a rumor that Huawei is going to join the gaming market.
Oh.
So the report says that a console is in the works, but a gaming laptop would come first. So for me, a gaming laptop is inevitable because they did launch the Honor Hunter V700, I think.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's no longer with Huawei because Honor has been sold.
Oh yeah.
So technically, wala na silang gaming laptop. One thing that I learned with writing this article is that Huawei apparently launched a console before, called the Tron, the Huawei Tron. It was
powered by Tron.
Yeah.
My God.
Was released in 2014. Powered by a Tegra 4 processor and ran on Android 4.2 Jelly Bean. So that's a long time ago.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. Like, 2014 doesn't sound like much, but when you say Android 4, it's like, wow.
Yeah, wow.
But the catch there is that it still runs on Google with Google, with GMS.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Priceless yon. Oh, by the way, before you continue, Winslow is here. Sir Winslow.
What's up?
Winslow. What's up, sir? Yeah. Okay.
Welcome.
Sir.
So with the console, like, there are speculations that they might make it somewhat similar to like a PlayStation and an Xbox and not like up to a Switch. So more like heavy graphics rather than mobility, a portability. Is what is speculated. So I know nothing about consoles, but I'm pretty excited to see a new challenger join the fold, you know. But one thing that's come to mind is like, how are the games? Like, they have Game Center, but how about the games, diba?
Oh.
What paano kaya yun?
I don't know. I mean, since it's going to be a console, I would think that maybe they will be integrating their own ecosystem, available applications in their ecosystem. Yep. I mean, yeah. I would see them integrating their own version of Android in their, you know, console and maybe making these games available on these consoles. Yep. I doubt it though if some game publishers would, you know, get in it and then publish their games on their own console. So that's my take.
My because the way I see it, it's so easy to play Android stuff on bigger screens now.
Oh.
So getting a console that plays Android games just doesn't make sense for me. Like, I won't get it.
Yeah.
So it has to be really, it has to be on the level of PlayStation and Xbox for it to be interesting. At least for me. I'm not sure about you guys. What are your takes?
I would agree.
Maybe for me, siguro ano, baka they will start with parang offering Google Stadia,
services first. Stadia, GeForce Now.
Streaming,
bukod,
no?
Bukod pa yun sa parang sarili nilang OS with their own games.
Right, right.
To make it compete. But, you know, we'll see.
It's exciting. I mean, it's just a rumor again. So,
yeah.
It's hard to tell if it will happen, might not happen. But the gaming laptop, I'm pretty sure will happen. I think it's an inevitability with Huawei, and you know the gaming market is bigger right now. So moving on to the next news, which is pretty related, Honor, which I said was sold last year, so it's no longer under Huawei, and that means that Honor can now talk with Google. I think. By the end of January, the CEO of Honor, George Zhao, has already announced that they were in partnership with like Qualcomm, MediaTek, and other companies, which I think Huawei wasn't allowed to be in contact with. Mm-hmm. So I think like it would be interesting for me to see, like, this is why I was interested to share this. I'm interested to see how Honor will position themselves, especially with Huawei being banned as well. So there's like a lot of room for them to move in and then make their own name as a separate brand.
And that's interesting how they will be doing that now, moving forward.
And then moving on, Xiaomi, I don't know if you guys heard this, but Xiaomi released it's called the quad-curved waterfall display concept phone.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is like the phone has a screen on the side and on the top and bottom. The phone does not have a port. Wala siyang physical buttons. So it's like all display everywhere, except for the back, of course. It's a concept phone. I'm not sure how they'll execute it. And based on the photos, well, the renders at least, the status bar, which is on top of the phone, right, is shown on the right-hand side. I think it's pretty interesting because most phones now are getting rid of like the bezels, right. You know, and this is the next step, I guess. There are like corners have like plastics on it, so that's only part of it. So it's not totally covered with like display. But one thing that like when I was writing this, I was like, how do I hold this phone? if it's all display, how do I hold it?
Actually, well,
because I remember I used to have the Samsung S7 Edge, and I touched the sides like by accident. So yeah, I mean, it's a concept phone. It may not come out. It may come out. I don't know.
Right.
but I don't know. How would you guys like? What do you guys think of the of like a phone na puro display?
Siguro ano, medyo well, medyo mahirap hawakan yun. I mean, saka siguro yung medyo ano, mas sobrang maingat akong gagamitin siya. I mean, like right now, it's owning a Z Fold 2. It's a very alam mo yung sobrang anxiety level ko whenever I use this. It's so high. It's because baka malaglag siya. E, paano pa kaya? Paano pa kaya yung all screen? Oh my God. So
you know and the thing is, you know, I mean, for me, we were headed there.
Exactly the point.
Kasi that's what people have been complaining about in the past.
Right.
Yeah. They wanted, you know, they wanted no bezels. They wanted, you know, pag may bezel yung phone, nagreklamo sila na ang kapal naman ng bezel niyan.
Yeah.
Ng bezel. And now that.
Sure, Xiaomi said, "Oh,
and people are still complaining. Na pagbilad nila pag ko yan, scratch agad. Yeah. Eh, ginusto niya yan eh.
Sabi ni John Stephen Reyes, parang daw yung mga pasmado.
Actually,
I won't be surprised if everybody, you know, everybody, if they are gonna be the first ones to come up with something like that,
right?
I won't be surprised if everyone else will follow.
Yeah, definitely.
Ganun, yes, ganun yung trend. Eh. You know, and I guess if people like it, or you know,
right.
You know, they will do it. Yeah.
Well, one thing I've thought of, like, it's fine na wala siyang port, because one, most phones don't have 3.5 millimeter jacks anymore. So that's plausible. And charging wise, there's a lot of wireless charging options nowadays. So it's totally plausible. My only issue again is, where do I hold the phone? And how will Android code it?
Yeah.
And another thing, apparently, like I just thought of it, was funny mga case.
Actually, mga case yung una ko naisip.
And besides, like, there are a lot of glass. The Gorilla Glass now is like really good. Protection is all right. But like, what if I want to? I wonder like if this comes out. I want to see how the case the manufacturers will make it. You know, it's just pretty interesting for me. I'm a huge fan of concept stuff. Like the one in CES, I was really interested in the concept PC, and you know, now again it's a concept phone. I just have a thing for concept devices, I guess. moving on, unless Grant wants to share anything, like his thoughts.
No, I'm good. Actually, yung case thing yung concern ko din. Paano yung case?
By the way, guys,
protection.
By the way, we just posted a poll right now, so let us know in the poll section right now kung pabor ka ba sa smartphone na all screen, aux lang or no way. Let us know. Let us know. For those of you who are currently watching right now on Facebook, please do that.
Moving on, this I just wrote recently. It's called the Garmin Instinct Esports Edition Smartwatch.
Man.
It's supposed to be a rugged smartwatch with features like heart rate monitor, which you can hook up to stream up PC. I think it's the Garmin software.
It's the app.
It allows, let's say I'm a streamer, like, well, I am. Let's say I'm playing a horror game and I have the watch on me. I can hook it up and it will broadcast to my viewers the quick heart rate. I know there is already separate stuff like that. Right. But to have it on a watch, I think, is interesting. But aside from that, I think it's pretty regular run of the mill. So I'm, for like in my mind, like, to call it an esports edition is kinda gimmicky.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't like, although like there's a, you can track your performance based on like games. So I think there's a performance stat. Like if you wanna, let's say I'm playing like 1,000 games of like competitive Valorant, and I have like, you know, I wanna test my like how my heart and my body reacts. May ganun siya. So I'm not sure if it's like, I'm very intrigued by it because it's, you know, esports, and I'm an esports fan, but I think it's quite gimmicky. You can find it on the website. I think it's available now on the Garmin, where like Garmin
stuff. It's available on Lazada as well. Yeah.
The price is like $16,995, so it's pretty pricey as well. So I don't know, man. I'm just curious about it.
You know, you get that plus, what's that iris scanner? Toby? Toby?
Yeah.
I mean, you Toby get slew tracker. Of, a Toby tracker, no? A slew of equipment that will really, that can actually be entertainment, additional entertainment factor for your streams, no? Pero siguro,
it's good.
Yep.
Hindi ka pa malalagnat watch niyo. Kakalaro mo yung crush mo tapos biglang BPM mo biglang tumaas, no?
alam mo sobrang ganda niyan for Valentine's Day. Ano? Play with crush. Ano, Emma, okay ba 'yan? Gawa tayo ng segment.
Pero I think the fact that you don't need a separate device to for you to like broadcast your heart rate is pretty good. And it works like a smart watch.
So. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I guess. But yeah, content. There's gonna be pretty cool. A lot of content.
Pretty cool.
And you know, because it's esports, it's black and red because esports.
Oh nga no. Talaga. Very ROG. Okay.
Pag gaming ba dapat RGB?
Oh, nga. Dapat mala cyberpunk yung kulay, purple, blue, yeah. Red. Yan.
Very edgy dapat.
Oh. Okay, based sa ating poll, sabi nila 67%, sabi nila no way down for an all screen display na smartphone, saka 33% naman aux lang daw.
Alam mo, going back, like thinking about the poll, imagine if you have kids.
Huh?
Imagine if you have kids and you have that phone.
Oh my God! Oh no!
Like little ones.
I can not imagine.
Even, not even toddlers. And toddlers pwede pa yan.
Sobra, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yung naglalaro ka, Dad, can I play Fortnite?
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, because it looks so good on your phone, Daddy. No. I love you, but no.
Parang.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right.
So the last news of today is pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's called... It's nothing.
It's nothing.
It's
oh
nothing.
My God, that's so good.
Okay.
Enlighten us,
for,
sir.
For the viewers, Carl Pei, who was a co-founder of OnePlus, which is a very, very popular phone company right now, just put up his own company called Nothing. As in Nothing. That's the name of his company. It is described as a new forward-thinking consumer technology company, and I think by what they've said, it's mostly it started audio, which Carl Pei has said it'll launch in summer, but they plan to like expand later on. And one thing about Nothing, it's new and it's nothing.
Ang ganda eh.
It's
new
it.
And it's nothing.
Yep. It's backed by, okay, here's some of the names. It's backed by Tony Fadell, who's the former, he's the former CEO of Nest and inventor of the iPod. Casey Neistat, who's a YouTuber.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Huffman, who's a co-founder and CEO of Reddit. And Kevin Lin, who's a co-founder of Twitch. These are some of the investors already. And recently, Carl Pei also said that Google's investment arm, I mean Alphabet's
Alphabet,
arm,
yeah.
GV,
mm-hmm.
yeah. They've invested $15 million to the company.
Oh my God, that's huge.
So nothing isn't nothing.
At all, oh my God. I mean, wow.
Wow,
I mean, you know what's gonna happen there? They might turn out to be the next OnePlus, because right
exactly.
Now, while OnePlus is really a good company, I mean, their phones are really still really good right now. Can't wait for the next OnePlus. But yung appeal nila has sort of like, I don't know, decreased ba yung appeal?
Yeah.
Because of the recent launches ng Nord, underwhelming daw,
maybe
like
it's
that.
Because they were bought out as well. So the decision making isn't the same as when they launched. Because I think when they launched, they were very consumer centric.
Yeah.
So that might have affected it. I'm not sure.
And
but
yeah, with nothing, I mean, you can expect something from them.
Exactly. That's the beauty of it. <dude. laughs>
Yeah. That is so cool.
I think what interests like piques my interest the most about nothing is that if you guys see their logo, it's like black. It's a black logo.
Yeah.
Tapos dots lang siya and nothing. So I think once they market their things, they can do it. It there's so much about it that they can do it. Especially since black isn't hardly used in the tech world.
Right.
Most companies use white or like brighter yellow, like brighter colors, like Realme yellow or OnePlus or green or blue. I don't think anyone uses black. So like the way I think of it, I think nothing is really interesting, especially since, I'm not sure what they're going to come out. But I hope their products are pretty good. But with the track record of Carl Pei, and I hope it's just as good as OnePlus.
It's interesting because their first product is going to be a TWS.
Yes.
So
yes, it is.
You're definitely going to hear something there.
Yeah.
Diba? So, and yeah, like very good point there. Not a lot of brands would really use black as their brand color. Cause,
yeah.
And it matches right now. Cause nothing, usually kapag black, it connotes nothingness, diba?
Yeah.
It connotes black. It connotes zero visibility and everything. So,
yeah.
Very creative, if I may say. No? Very creative.
Very, very creative. Very creative. And it piques my interest, and that's what, you know, new companies should do.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys think of it. Like, I see it like the black as a veil. Like, I wrote it in my article. It's a veil of mystery.
Yeah. Like,
How will the products look? Will they make it look black as well? Will they reinvent like how how TWS will look? Is it gonna be as innovative as they say they are? You know, it's pretty exciting. It's hype. Well, for me at least.
I'm pretty stoked and, you know, interested with what's gonna happen. I also sense that they might be collaborating also with some media brands. I can already sense MKBHD nudging them and say, hey, what if we launch a nothing phone with matte black color on it? So, andun na siya, no? And we know you, Casey Neistat there, and they're good
Casey
friends.
Casey Neistat's there, yeah.
He's a YouTuber, and he believes the brand. That's why he's, you know, spending money on it.
Mm-hmm.
I see all the reasons, no, why I, a content creator, would, you know, with collaborate with nothing, no? Would want nothing, no?
You know what I told them, man?
Wow.
They should collaborate with Google and release the Nothing Nest.
Nothing Nest! The Nothing Nest of it. All black. Just for you. Just for you. All black. Launching right now in the US of A.
That's my news. Hope it piqued everyone. So hope it was interesting to
hear. Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah.
Pretty nice. Sabi nga, tama nga sinabi ni Emma, no? Save the best for the last. And that last thing was nothing at all.
It was nothing special.
It was nothing that special.
Yeah.
All right, so wow, so thank you so much, guys, no, for that. I just would like to say those people, we had a total of 97 shares. Thank you so much, guys, for sharing the stream tonight. Tuloy-tuloy lang yung ating mga viewers for tonight. Maraming salamat, no, for joining. I just would like to not comment but you know, acknowledge the people who shared the stream. We have Anne Lungatang, June Pineda, and marami pa tayo dito na naglumabas kanina, and sila Darrell, and also si Aida, and a lot of our friends actually shared. Sila John Reyes, na masugid nating taga-sunod, no? Thank you so much, guys, for supporting Gadget Pilipinas all the way. Before we announce the winner for tonight, guys, any words that you may want to mention we may have missed?
Nothing.
Nothing. Ayan. Okay. Okay, Eman, how about you, sir?
Well, I'm not sure if I forgot the timeline about this news, but it was I think a while back.
Mm-hmm.
But there also have been rumors about Realme entering the laptop segment. They're heading. Apparently, there were already plans that. In fact, they already. The report stated a date, an exact date. I think mid-year is when we should be able to see their very first laptops, if the rumors are actually true. So that's a very interesting thing.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Eman. Okay. So now, guys, we're now showing you the screen for our raffle copters. So, syempre, hindi kasama dito ang inyong hosts for tonight. We will be drawing the winner of our Cherry Mobile Pulse headphones. Winner natin for tonight is none other than, let's pick a random winner. So, yan. We will see. It's Jason Alonso. Jason Alonso, are you there? Are you there, Mr. Siya Jason?
Unang nag-comment.
Oh,
yeah, I remember.
Kayo nga po ay magparamdam, Mr. Jason. No? Jason, are you there? Ayan. Tignan natin kasi usually ang stream ay meron siyang delay. No? So, let us see kung siya ay papasok. Because we will know for sure kung nandyan si Jason Alonso. At yep. Kapag wala siya, of course, what we're gonna do is we're going to just, you know, re-roll it again. Ayan. Ayun, Jason Ayun. Alonso is well, there. Yes, hello there.
Congratulations,
Mr. Jason Alonso. Hindi ko alam kung makakapasok siya sa stream natin, but I'm going to send him the link. But just in case hindi pumasok sa kanya, we can just congratulate him right here. Congratulations sa inyo, Mr. Jason Alonso. Please send us no sa private message your contact details. Si Fred Pinzon, dapat tatanggapin niya yung kanyang prize, the winner of our giveaway last time. You know, thank you so much, guys, for joining us tonight. Ang dami pinag-usapan, and of course our next episode will be next month, but let's see, no, baka meron tayong mga pocket sessions na mangyayari in the next few days because there will be some things na maglo-launch, no. We have Huawei. February is a hot month for Huawei. Normally this is the time they launch Huawei Mate X devices and also the P50, so we're expecting them to launch the P50 this month as well. Mm-hmm. As well as sa syempre magpaparamdam na si OnePlus yan for their OnePlus 9 products. Asus might also announce something new soon. Wala pang confirmation, but there have been rumors na nagfo-float na it looks like they'll be ditching ROG Phone 4 and they'll go straight to ROG Phone 5. So yun yung yun yung mga mainit na discussions natin for March. Definitely, that's going to be for our March topic. ROG Phone is going to be next. And of course, meron pa tayong hindi napag-usapan dito, and that would be, of course, the Gundam-related peripherals. We don't have yet here, no? But we will know for sure kung papadala sila natin for us to review. Of course, these will be siguro layout lang ng motherboards, RTX 30 series graphics cards, but mostly these are more of like since collaboration siya with Bandai with the Gundam, no, aesthetics lang ito, aesthetics lang. Siyempre may konting premium yon, and dahil nga you're paying for the collaboration, paying for the brand. So, kung hardcore ka talaga na collector ng Gunpla, no, that is definitely a must for you. Syempre, I don't know, in the world of K-pop, we don't know what's gonna happen next. K-pop, I don't know, ang last na alam kong collaboration ng K-pop is with PUBG, no? We have PUBG and also Blackpink. Syempre, another telco also got into collaboration with Blackpink as well. Also with the Smart naman, with BTS. Ang dami mga collaborations na ganyan, no, in the world of tech. We, for one, no, since kami mahilig kami sa K-pop dito sa Gadget Pilipinas, we're very, very, very happy with the turn of events. Okay, so that's it for our episode for tonight. I would like to thank my co-hosts. We have Eman Tortosa. Sir Eman. Yan.
Thank you.
At sasalo na siya sa kanyang merchants, no? Merchants sa hindi merchant, no? Merchants.
Merchants.
By the way, guys, nasa Dragon RO kami, Singapore. Kung gusto nyo, andun kami. We're there. We're playing there. Mga naka-RTX 30 series, pero naglalaro ng Ragnarok. Ram, sir.
Yes.
Anything you want to say to them before we go?
Not much. Thanks for dropping by.
Yep. Grant, sir.
Ayan, guys. See you next month. And of course, abang lang sa PC-related articles natin coming soon. Mag-antay lang tayo sa benchmarks.
Yeah, because it takes time to really run benchmarks. Just so you know, guys, yung benchmark talaga, I mean, I would concur because I've been also trying to do the same thing, and we have our own standard already na in-established ni Grant for us. And it's really not easy, no? Every power plant we have to benchmark, and we have to re-benchmark just to verify if tama yung nakukuhang details, no, and information. Because at the end of the day, you guys will buy it, you might as well know the real score. The real deal. With that, we would like to thank you for joining our stream for tonight. This has been Gian, and along with my co-hosts, and thank you for watching. We'll catch you on the next one.